American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Nice to meet you or nice meeting you? Which one is correct and why? First, that all depends on time. What are we referring to? The present, the past, the future? Are you referring to meeting someone yesterday, today, or tomorrow? There are many ways to be polite when introducing yourself to someone for the first time. The better your English is, the better first impression you make. Is it a job interview? Maybe it's meeting a colleague for the first time. Often, the use of adverbs play an important part in everyday speech as well. Nice to meet you is used when you are first introduced to someone. The term nice meeting you is used after meeting someone. The use of tenses also plays an important part. Here are some meeting in the past examples. I wanted to meet him, but he was not at the office yesterday. We did not meet. You see how I used I wanted to meet, not meeting. I wanted to meet him, but he was not at the office yesterday. We didn't meet. I tried to meet with her, but she was not at the party last night. We didn't meet. So again, I tried to meet. I would not say I tried to meeting her. I tried meeting her. I might do I tried meeting her, but to meet is much better, more common in colloquial speech. It was nice meeting him yesterday. We did meet yesterday. You'll notice that I didn't use it was nice to meet him yesterday. If you've met someone, try using the term meeting, yes? It was nice meeting him. It was nice meeting her. You see, instead of using to meet. It was nice meeting her last night. We did meet last night. You'll see how I use meeting instead of meet. If I said it was nice to meet her last night, it would sound very strange in everyday spoken English. Here are some meeting in the present examples. Hello, it's nice to meet you. It's the first time we have met. Notice how I did not use it's nice meeting you. I can do that, but much less common than it's nice to meet you. You see, because to meet, infinitive, is much more common when it's less often or just occurred. Hello, it's nice to finally meet you. We've only spoken by phone in the past, so I've never actually physically met somebody. So it's nice to finally meet you. I wouldn't use meeting in this case at all. Here are some examples with after meeting for the first time. It was nice meeting you today. This would be said after we've met, maybe after we've talked, we had a meeting, something happened, but this is after. Ah, it was nice meeting you. I would never say it was nice to meet you today. That would be terrible English. It was nice meeting you this afternoon as we are departing. Once again, I would not say it was nice to meet you today. That would be very elementary English and probably not used commonly at all. It was nice meeting you yesterday. We had a meeting yesterday, you see, as opposed to saying it was nice to meet you yesterday. Try to stay away from infinitive to meet, to go, to do something. And again, this is after you've met somebody. Use meeting. It was nice meeting with you. Here are some meeting in the future examples. I hope to meet you next week. We have never met face to face. Again, I'm not using meeting, I'm using to meet. I hope to meet you soon. I hope to meet you next week. I will finally meet you tomorrow. We've never met face to face. Again, I'll finally meet you. Here we've used the word finally. That's an adverb. I've used it to modify my sentence just a little bit, and it sounds very, very polite. Here are some examples with looking forward to, a very polite way of saying, hey, I'm looking forward to meeting you. I'm looking forward to meeting you tomorrow. We've never met. This is the term looking forward to. It's very common in English. So again, hey, I'm looking forward to meeting you tomorrow. He's looking forward to meeting with us next week. We have a scheduled event. Maybe I'm talking to colleagues, something like that. But again, I'm using the term looking forward to. Remember that verb patterns play an important role in everyday English. Ask your teacher for more examples and worksheets on the subject of introductions. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.